Bassano's paintings are admired for their incredible richness of detail and their very bold, sumptuous coloring, and that is magnificently on display here. He uses color as a way of creating a kind of cohesive composition, I think, because you see a sort of patterning where the oranges bring you around the composition, and as well as the blues. Then he's able to use color to kind of highlight certain details, like young King in this glorious green and yellow silk striped garment. You have a number of symbols that he's incorporated, for instance, the tree stump in the foreground that points to the ultimate fate of Christ crucified on the wooden cross. This columbine plant next to the tree stump is supposed to symbolize the Holy Spirit because the flowers are shaped like the Holy Spirit. The ruins are to symbolize the end of paganism with the birth of Christ. Bassano is a wonderful animal painter, and he has these great sniffing dogs scattered around the bottom of the picture, and then he has on the left side the head of an ox and an ass. Their positions are supposed to be symbolic. The ox on the top with his head up is to be recognizing the divinity of Christ, and that's to symbolize the Gentiles, where the ass who points down and does not look at the Christ child is supposed to show the rejection or failure of the Jewish people to recognize the divinity of Christ. Bassano had an interest in botany, and he studied plant life, and his foliage is really beautifully executed. The portrait-like treatment he gives to the faces is really incredible. He comes from this northern Italian Lombard tradition of naturalism. Each face is individualized and scrutinized. But with all this richness of detail, he manages with this very sweeping, unified composition to bring the whole thing together in a very satisfying way.
For more about Bassano's life and artistic influences, press the red button. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.